Hey, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless. Today's subject, how the regional carriers were slighted by FirstNet. Now, what's FirstNet? The nationwide LTE system going to be built by a group that's funded by the federal government. They were funded $7 billion to build a nationwide public safety LTE broadband network. Public safety. They're going to use it for video, for everything eventually, communications-wise, because that's basically what all the carriers are doing. All the carriers are building out LTE. The regional carriers, the reason I bring them up, because they're the guys that FirstNet is really going to need to make this work. So what I talk about here mostly is the CCA. The CCA is the Competitive Carriers Association. And it's basically full of the regional carriers, say Carolina West Wireless, Atlantic Telenetwork, U.S. Cellular, I'm looking at Chat Mobility, and just several different people that have regional carriers. Now, the reason I bring those people up, because I couldn't find a complete list of carriers, I'm going to be honest with you. I looked on their website, and that you have to be a member to see the complete list of carriers, which is silly to me, because that's the first thing, if I were joining, I'd want to see who the other carriers are. And I'm sure there's a list somewhere. I just didn't take the time out to look for it. Sorry, CCA. I still love you and I still admire you guys. I think you do great work and here's why. Well, let me go into what the subject's about. But first, let me thank Tower Safety, towersafety.com, based in Phoenix, Arizona, for supporting my blog and my podcast. They can be reached at 480-313-0678 or TowerSafety.com, TowerSafety.com. Just put it all together, Tower Safety. No spaces, TowerSafety.com. They do tower training. They do safety and rescue training. They do OSHA training. And soon they'll have drone training for closeout packages. I'd also, if you can, support the Hubble Foundation. They support the families of the fallen climbers. And also, I have a book coming out soon. You can read it about it on wadeforwireless.com. I'm almost done. It's the Wireless Deployment Handbook, and I cover all aspects of wireless deployments, over 125 pages. I wrote it. I researched. I spent a lot of time on this. It ain't cheap. It ain't free, but it's something that if you want to get into small cell and C-RAN deployment, it's going to be your best bet, okay? Hey, let's get on why I think regional carriers were slighted by FirstNet. I'm going to be honest with you here. It ain't pretty because FirstNet came out with a statement. Now, FirstNet, again, nationwide LTE public safety system, okay? They're going to build out an LTE system nationwide, which is good for deployment, all you deployment teams. Deployment, what do I mean by wireless deployment? Site acquisition, RF design, installation, optimization, commissioning, integration, even the equipment, the OEMs. That's all going to be good for all of us because it's going to be a lot of work, probably around 2017. FirstNet made a decision to go nationwide. What does this mean to us? What this means to us is, first off, they're going to go with one company to do a nationwide build. At least that's how I understand it. So when they put it out to bid, the only people that are going to bid on it are people that can cover the country. Who is that? If they go with a carrier, it'd be AT&T or Verizon, Verizon Wireless or AT&T Wireless. It'd be one of those two, assuming a carrier wants to take on this responsibility. If it's a contractor, like a Bechtel, McDonnell Douglas, General Dynamics, does McDonnell Douglas still do stuff like that? They might not. General Dynamics, somebody like that. I don't see an OEM like an Ericsson, a Nokia, I was going to say Alcatel-Lucent, but they won't be here by the time this comes out. It'll all be Nokia. Taking that on unless they really think they can handle all the services. OEMs did that in the past, and they found out that they're better at just handling the equipment and some of the services. To do a nationwide build, there's a lot more to it. Hey, with that said, I don't know. Ericsson takes on a lot. They're a big company, and they're very aggressive. So with all that said, let's think about this. The reason I don't know if FirstNet made the right, I get why FirstNet did it. Their limited resources in their group won't allow them to really put it out regionally or be able to manage something like that. They would have to hire people internally to handle the regions, the build out, project managers, and so on. It's a lot of work. So what they're going to do is put all the burden on one company, one throat to choke per se. You know what I mean? That's what they want to do. One company to handle it all. And I know I'm probably bringing up the obvious, but while that sounds like a good idea, it's right back to the turf system installers. You're going to be right back to where companies just filtered down and you're going to be going through three or four contractors before it gets back to FirstNet. Maybe they have a plan to avoid that. I don't know, but that's what I see. I see a turf system. So with that said, you're going to have one project manager company that's going to handle it all. Let's say bigprojectmanagers.com, you know, let's just make something up. So the PM firm is going to take care of the nationwide build. They're going to have to contract everything out. It's going to be a lot of work. It ain't going to be easy, you know. To give you an overview of the system, you know, you're going to have one company that's going to be in charge of the OEMs, which supplies all the equipment, the distributors, which will supply all the standard equipment like cables, connectors, and so on, the site acquisition teams, which will go out and find all the sites, the tower owners, who own the towers, obviously, the construction people, which are the installers, the commissioning people, the integration people, the RF design, let's not forget those, and the optimization people. I would call that wireless deployment. So you're going to have one company looking over all wireless deployment, managing it all for FirstNet. So when FirstNet complains or has problems, they're going to yell at one, hypothetically, they're going to yell at one guy. And this one guy is going to let it filter down until he gets to the right group, person, whatever. So with that said, I think they went nationwide because it's going to be easy. I personally think FirstNet's hoping a carrier partners with them, say a Verizon or an AT&T Wireless. I really don't see Sprint or T-Mobile taking this one, and I don't see why they would want to. It's a lot of headaches, a lot of hassle. I mean, they might look good in the press if things go good. If things go bad, they would look bad in the press, which is probably why Verizon and AT&T are probably having second thoughts about even getting involved. They probably don't want to deal with all the headaches or the bad press. My opinion, I don't know. You'd have to talk to someone at Verizon or AT&T who's working on federal government accounts. I really think when FirstNet made that decision, they overlooked the regional carriers. The regional carriers are going to really make or break them. The regional carriers are going to give them the coverage in the rural areas that they need. Remember, if I remember right, it's off the top of my head, but I think FirstNet has to cover 95% of all the U.S. territories, the nation, you know, all the country, all the states, the territories, the Indians' land, you know, everything. They have to cover everything, you know, the tribal lands. That's what I was trying to think of. So you have tribal, you have territories, and you have states. Think about that. 95%. That's tremendous. Not people, real estate, land, mass, coverage. It's insane. That's a tall order. Who does that? No one really. If you think about it, no one really does it. I know you're thinking Verizon, AT&T. Well, let's say Verizon. That's who people think of. But Verizon and AT&T have the largest networks. But if you go to Alaska, how many dead zones are there in Alaska? There's a lot. If you go to certain parts of Montana, how many dead zones are there? There's a lot. You know, if you go to certain areas of the country, there's a lot of dead zones. It's not easy to cover landmass, and I get it. The large carriers, T-Mobile, Sprint, Verizon, AT&T, they cover the people because the people pay the bills. There are not a lot of people in Yosemite Park that would pay for coverage, except the federal government's probably going to require that, especially with FirstNet. But when you hear those stories of people that like fall down cliffs and are laying there for 3 days because they have no signal on their phone, you know why that is? Because it's that one person that really needed coverage at that horrible time. It's not everybody. I'm sorry. I'm so off subject here. Let me pull back. Jeez almighty, 9 minutes in. Let me pull back here. So anyway, the reason I think the rural carriers were overlooked is because the rural carriers, the members of the CCA, that, and it's just easier for me to remember it that way. The members of the CCA, the rural carriers really, granted, they had a lot to gain with this. They could have got bandwidth because the FCC overlooks them for everything recently. I mean, look at the latest auction. T-Mobile went to bat and said, you know, you should give the smaller carriers a chance to bid on this. And they said, you know, highest bidder wins. I mean, really, that's what they said. Highest bidder wins. Who's got the deepest pockets? Well, the rural carriers don't because they're covering a lot fewer people. They are able to build a system on a shoestring budget. You know what I'm saying? They're willing to bootstrap it here because they know how to do it. It ain't easy for them. And on top of that, they probably have to lease bandwidth or spectrum, let's say, lease spectrum off the big carriers because they can't get any more. They have to go and get it off the carriers. It's not easy for them to do this. So I think FirstNet overlooked potential valuable partner by overlooking the CCA members. CCA really would have been excited to help them build in the areas where they need to help the most. Now, with that said, will the national PM company do this? I would imagine they would. They'd go to CCA for help, but who knows? You know, I just don't know. And here's why I say that. When you work for a big company, you have structures in place and you have processes. Their structure may not allow them to go to CCA or their members. Their structure may force them to go to contractors, installers, engineers, and so on that are already on their approved vendor list. Not all these big contractors think outside the box. In fact, if they're big contractors, they're probably so far in the box, they're scared to go to the edges because anyone that goes to the edge of the box will get fired. It's just the way it is. It ain't fair, it ain't nice, it ain't pretty, but that's how it is. So that's what I'm saying here. I think what FirstNet could have done is partnered with the CCIA and used all its members to cover that those rural areas that really matter to them that they have to cover. And I think it would have been to their advantage to do that. That's my opinion. I can only give you my opinion. I think the CCIA members got slighted. I think they know how to build a good system cheap. I think they know what they're doing out there. They don't always survive. Don't get me wrong. It's tough. It's tough in those small markets. Can't think of the name of it, but recently one just folded. And I get it. They just weren't turning a profit. They got investors. You got to make money or get out. They get out. It ain't fair. It ain't right, but they did. What do you do? So they have the know-how how to build in these areas. And FirstNet just overlooked them. And I get it. FirstNet don't have a lot of resources within the group. So they're going to put it on somebody else. So in 2020, when they really want to make an expansion into the rural areas, and that's right, I say 2020, they'll be lucky if they can build out the urban and suburban areas in 3 years, in my opinion. It's going to be a very aggressive schedule, assuming they can do it. And I think their deadline, for all I know, might be 2020, which is not that far away, especially when you have Verizon building, AT&T building, T-Mobile building. And maybe even Sprint will build something by then. So I think that FirstNet, by overlooking CCA, they lost members that are invaluable. The CCA members could have used a spectrum. It really would have given them an edge for a build. The CCA members could have showed them how to build in these areas cost effectively and maybe even got them some revenue immediately on who's out there. Maybe higher revenue for all the public safety entities out there. Public safety entities. Sorry, having trouble speaking. It's late in the day. Are the big boy carriers going to take on this challenge of assisting FirstNet? I can't wait to see. I can't. I am really excited to see what happens with the RFP for a lot of reasons, but it's going to be a massive RFP. And I would imagine one good thing is, if assuming you're not one of the large PM companies, if you can prepare your response, you can just give it to whatever companies. I'm sure Ericsson will be looking for people, obviously not other OEMs. I'm sure that the Bechtels, the General Dynamics, those companies will be looking for partners or looking for people to fill certain areas. Even if Verizon and AT&T do take on the task, they're going to be looking for their vendors to cover all these areas. It'd be another massive build that would continue on with the build that they're already doing. It's just going to be big. Anyway, that's all I got to say. Deploy, deploy, deploy. Let's get building. Even though FirstNet will be 2017, let's build, people. Let's get busy. Be smart, be safe, pay attention. Remember, if you pay attention to what you're doing, you learn more about what you're doing, and you'll come home safe at night because you paid attention to those safety rules. See ya.